Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live to Prophetic Miracle, our Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum, and I greet you all with love tonight and pray that your evening is going well. I'm trying to get the switchboard back open, as usual, so be patient with me. Hello to all my callers and the switchboard and those that are listening live. I thank you so kindly from the bottom of my heart, because I truly believe that there is truly a word for the Lord for all of you tonight as well. Let me open up the phone line to area code, let's see, 646. You know, you don't have to give us your name or where you're calling from. Just let me know how I could be a blessing to your life and on ministry. God bless you, area code 646. Are you there with me?
Yes. Greetings, sister. This is Tony from New York. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. God bless you, Tony. How is everything?
Everything's pretty good.
Okay. This is your first time calling into the show?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good. How can I be a blessing to you, your life, ministry?
Just looking in the directions of career, like what do you see for me in that regard?
Well, how comfortable are you with the music?
I've been hearing about music a minute, but not too, you know, I can't read it or anything. I just like it.
I see you. I see you playing instrument type of music. That's your jack of trade. I'm not sure what's the holdback, because, you know, you have a lot of, you know, gigs from that, you know, whether it's for the church or how God is using you as far as music is concerned. That's something that is actually sitting on your back spiritually as I'm talking to you. So that's
gotcha.
How I would ask this, how serious were you about that?
I really haven't had much experience doing it.
Are you active in church? Are you active in church, Tony?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to church?
Yes.
Before? Okay. Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes the blessing has to start right in the house. And basically what I'm saying, sometimes as you judge and change your life to a greater lifestyle and a greater being with the Creator, it allows the open door for you that not only experience a relationship with the Lord, but allows you to get connected to what God's intentions and plans for your life is. I also see architects behind you as well, homes, real estate, and things of that nature.
Okay.
Yes. Are you active in any of those areas yet?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know what, Tony? It's time for a change.
Okay.
It's time for a change. It's time for a change. You know, they got a saying that when you have done all you can do, you just got to stand. And, you know, that standing means waiting into the things of God. You know, like I said, it's a prophetic prophecy thing. You know, the whole goal is to really get you hooked up to the Creator, which gives me the words to speak to His people. So it's time for a change. And I'm saying that to you is because you will never see what I'm saying until you step into change.
Gotcha.
Okay, also, I see a child around you. I don't know if it's your baby, a brother, family member, but I see a child connected to you. And
okay.
It's a boy. Yeah. You have any children?
No.
Okay, are you expecting any children?
No.
Well, I see one.
Okay.
I see one. And I'm going to tell you the same thing as you asked about your career. If you're not ready for the change, then it'll never be in any growth and what's being prophesied. If you're not ready for the child, you'll never see the change with the child coming into your life until you make yourself adjusted to the child to come into your life. So there's a lot of things you want to do, Tony, but you have to adjust yourself according to the change so you can connect up for what God had for you.
Okay.
And that's your holdback right there.
Okay.
Anything else I can bless you with tonight?
No, you've been extremely helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Right, so just take heed to what God is speaking. You know, it's not about me tonight. It's about releasing God's word that you all can accept him and that you all will make a decision whether you want to bring him into your life the same way he has brought me into your life tonight. So that's something I want you to think about, because you know people that go to church. You know people that active in church. You know people that love the Lord, but yet you decline yourself. And it's time for you to change that. It's time for you to change that. God is calling, and your calling is calling you. Okay, Tony?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, and God bless you tonight as well.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you too, Tony.
No.
Yeah, whoop, there it is. You know, and I'm just saying, whoop, there it is, prophetically, speaking-wise, whoop, there it is. If you should get knocked out the core box, just recall back in. I do have everything logged. If I don't see you, I will be looking for you. I'm going to open up the phone line to area code 313, and see what the Lord has for you on this hour. God bless you, area code 313.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. You got me on speaker?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, praise God. All right, because I want you to think.
Amen.
You're talking to two people. How can I be a blessing to your life or ministry?
Yes.
How can I be a blessing? Yes.
You could be a blessing by, I have a question regarding a guy named Sam. What is he feeling towards me? When would I see him or anything around that area regarding him, please, and thank you.
Well, let me just say this to you, area code 313. When you called his name, I took nothing serious concerning him. And I let me explain myself in regards to that. Sometimes we look for greater things concerning a man, and as a woman, we have that right to. But when there's nothing there, there's nothing there. Whatever you want to be there is going to be there, but you have to be cautious to that, because what you want might not be what he's going to give. Okay? So basically, before you can look to what is going to come from that area from Sam, I think your focus should be what you can look that's going to come out of you to make you an even greater, better woman. Then to seek that from Sam that you're not going to get. There's nothing serious about that. Nothing whatsoever. And basically, if I got to break it down in a worldly perspective, it's like going to the club, meeting somebody for the first time, you're either going to hit it off or you don't. Next day,
okay.
You don't hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are content because that's the life that they're living. But there's no connection as far as you're concerned. None whatsoever.
Okay.
So I don't know how long you've been knowing him, whether you just met him.
3 years. For the 3 years.
Okay. Yeah, but it's been off, on, off, on. Yeah, because there's more there. So until he's committed to discuss that with you, which is not
what
something God
is,
has given. Well, let me
finish.
There's
more there.
Let me finish. In order for anything to change, there's more there with him. And so he's ready to discuss that with you because God has not given me that to discuss with you. Tonight, that's the only time you will ever see change in him.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't see nothing connected because there's something that always have been in a way concerning you and him. And until he's committed for that, it's going to be off and on like it always has been.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I just know he's in a relationship. I don't know if he have any kids or whatnot, but I don't know what it is, and I don't think I'll be able to figure it out. So,
well, let's keep it real, you know. I mean, if he's in a relationship, you know, you want somebody that wants you that don't have nobody, you know. You know, being with somebody that has somebody doesn't take you to a place. It's just like I say, in a worldly perspective, going in the club, meeting the guy, I either hit it off, one night stand, never hear from one another, y'all happy, you know, or, hey, you might continue to talk. But it's not the life that you want to live. Because you put yourself, you know, underneath
well,
the
I'm
table.
Putting myself
and
down.
I want
right.
more for you. Right, I want more for you than just that. So until that happens, that's just what you're going to get from Sam. Yeah? And it is what it
right.
is. And to frankly be honest with you, for 2016, let your heart be in a different direction. As far as men are concerned, let your heart be in a different direction. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. And thanks to you, and God bless you. Okay. Don't forget what I say now. All right.
I
now.
Forget, sweetheart.
God bless you. Okay.
Thank
God bless you then.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Again, I just thank God for the calls that come in and those that are listening. I just want to say that, you know, we all at a different level in life. No one person is greater than the next person. If we ever want to introduce Jesus Christ to anybody, we have to put ourselves in the level to where people are at so that we are able to reach them. We all been there. Area code 478, just be patient with me. We all have been there. You know, we all have desires and craving for different things. But when prophecy is truly coming from a prophet of God, it's going to be a true prophecy, a true word of God, of a word that you need now. This is serious. So the same way that I'm being a blessing to somebody's life, regardless of what their question is, a lot of time the receiver don't understand the power and capacity from the word of God. You know, you might get a caller that say, well, look, I want to know if my hair is going to grow to my shoulders in the next 6 months. And somebody who is spiritually stronger may say, I can't believe that this is what this person want to know. All people do not understand the power and the light of God if they don't know the Lord for themselves. So sometimes you have to stoop to the level to where people are at so that they can receive what God is saying. So I wanted to stress that to you all. And another thing that I want to point out, and this is for those that is not in the Twitch board, because I have, God has shown me 7 or 8 callers that are listening via internet, and this is your prophecy, a woman that is listening via internet. Why you want a man that has somebody else? And see, we have to come from that misconception. Please understand me. I'm not speaking bad about anyone, but we have to come out for that level as we expect to reach anyone else. I'll just stand by for a moment. So that's where we have to be at as far as God is concerned. Let me open up the phone line, very cold, 478.
Hello.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you so much. I sure need it.
Well, God bless. Yes.
I was going to ask about my relationship. My husband left Friday, and we've been married 31 years. And he said he didn't know if he wanted to be married anymore.
Okay.
And I have been
faithful. Let me ask you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Years.
Go ahead. Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Are you saved? Are you a saved woman? With
yes,
the Lord
I am.
Jesus Christ as your Savior?
I am.
Do you have a relationship with the Lord?
I do.
Okay. Do you consider that relationship to be strong in a sense that God never makes no mistakes? Are you there with me, Paula?
I'm listening. I was digesting your words. I hear that. I want to say I am, but sometimes I feel like I'm a little shaky with that.
Okay, what do you mean? Explain so I can understand you.
Sometimes, you know, bad things happen to good people, and sometimes you just don't understand it. But I know God
right.
has a plan for everybody. And
right.
But sometimes it's so hard when it's you going through the bad stuff.
Yes. I went around the corner in opening up my dialogue with you because I wanted to just take a second to get the pain from out your heart. Is that okay?
That's fine.
This is a separation that did not happen overnight. In fact, beloved, in the marriage itself, from the beginning, I believe you say up to last night you say he left? I want to get it correctly.
Friday.
Okay. For the listeners, correction, Friday. This situation in your marriage has really been going on from the time you got married up to Friday. I say that to you because a lot of times the signs are there, but for whatever reason, we don't believe it, or we're not sure, or we don't understand, or we don't accept, or we're not clear. And we go on living life like we should, hoping, praying, and believing that if this is anything, God is going to make a way. For someone to be with you for 31 years and not sure if they want to come back, I'm saying to you as a true prophet of God, that is a very red light telling you that no one gets up and feels that way overnight. This has been many years of different things in the marriages, and for the sake of your privacy for the show, that has been going on in the marriage for so long that actually brought it to this point for us. So when I asked you about your relationship with God, because now he's going to have to be the mountain, he's going to have to be the wind, he's going to have to be the strength to your life right now. It's just like having a job for 31 years and they give you a pink slip and say today is your last day. And if you feel with your faith is that with God, that he has put this marriage together, then I will tell you as a true prophet of God, you have nothing to be alarmed about. But if you don't know if this marriage was strictly from God, or if you don't have that relationship that you should have or that you need to have with God, then he's going to have to be your sole provider right now for many answers that may never be fully explained to you why. But any time anything happens in our life, that means that change is needed somewhere from within. Are you with me?
I'm listening, and I'm with you.
Okay. So for the sake of this show, and for the sake of those that are listening that may be going through the same thing, you and I both know that it's more to the marriage, correct?
There's more to the marriage?
There's more that has been going on to the marriage from these 31 years to the point of your husband saying he doesn't know whether or not if he wants to be with you anymore. Correct?
So there's been so many illnesses and deaths and surgeries and parents dying and family dying that it's just been one thing right after another.
Right. Well, it comes a time in our lives, and I have to speak to you now as a woman because, you know, right now your heart is grieving because, you know, your marriage has been separated. And, you know, like I say, there's a lot of answers and different things that you might want to know. It still means that it's time for change because I don't know if you know the scripture or have heard the scripture in the Bible concerning what God has put together. We should let no one, and I'm only translating that so that you understand, separate what
mm-hmm.
God has put together. So
right.
That's referring to family. Don't put family, friends, sickness, illness, all of that will weigh on the marriage and can destroy the marriage. So for the sake of the listeners, this point of him leaving has been working on the marriage from the day that y'all have got married. And when things escalate and continue to go on and there's nothing being done about it, you'll get the effect that you're dealing with right now.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that God will restore us and make us better.
Well, guess what? I'm
yes.
going to help you tonight. And
please.
That's why you called here by no accident.
I want to get back into church because we.
That's what he's
lacking.
That's what he's calling. That's what he's calling on. That's what he's calling on. Keep talking.
No, I've been reading the Bible, and I pray. My husband away from the faith, but he's put other things in priority. But I. I'm ready.
Okay, and guess what? This is your season. This is your time. Because as I was trying to say that, what therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So you're going to have to take that scripture out of Mark 10 and 9, and you're going to let that be your reading scripture, because you will have times that your husband is not going to be in your life, because to be rebuilt first begins with the individual. So the same way God is working with you is the same way that God is going to have to work for him. And again, if God has put you all together, then you can rest for sure that at some given point, if it's God's divine will, he will put you all back together. But it all begins with you, because it's time for a change. How do you go on with life? We're not having your husband there for 31 years. It's going to be some crying, and it's going to be some praying, and it's going to be some fasting. But the greatest thing that can keep you, my daughter, is going to be your faith, God is saying. Let your faith increase, and let your situation be healed, God is saying tonight. Okay, Carla, you there?
I'm listening.
Hello. No, you say that you're listening because
yeah.
I feel a blow of wind. Don't let this word fall to the ground. I need you to start grabbing it, because if not, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You will hang up this phone, and you'll go back into flip mode. And see, what you got to be concerned about flip mode, it can have you bugging out mentally. And right now, you don't need that. You need God, you need strength, and you need growth, and you need change. And I
exactly.
promise you, if you stand on that, you'll be calling back to the show talking about how God had blessed you to hear words from his prophet that saved my life. And that's the word of the Lord for you tonight. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate
you
so much.
I do too. And God bless you as well. That's the word of the Lord. The Lord, I have a caller in the call box, and I'm going to take this call, and I know that we have 3 minutes. But before I take the caller, I just want to send my love to our area code 347 and 832 tonight, who calls and who is with me here continuously. Let me just say this real quick. I'm going to take this last caller that's in the queue. Listen, even me as a prophet of God, I still got to see God. I go through flip mode scars. I do cartwheels and you name it. But this is some serious stuff, because God is calling his people. God is calling the backsliders. God is calling his people back to him. And with that being said, I want to be obedient. God bless you, caller. How are you on this evening? Hello? Caller, can you hear me?
Hear me?
Caller, you live? Yes, you live on the air, caller.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. How can I bless you on this evening?
Well, God bless you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome. How can I be a blessing today? Yes.
I was just listening. I just had it's been tough at work. I was wondering if there's any messages for me.
Tough at work?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been difficult.
Yeah, but what's the real deal, though? Yeah, I need you to be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's really going on? There's more than what you're saying.
There's more
than what you're saying. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, the
sure
prophet of God knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're not going to want to hear this, but you set the foundation. You set the foundation for that. And sometimes when it escalates so long, then there's no control.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You better off leaving and finding another job. It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. That's what God is showing me.
Now, sometimes I feel like I lost my purpose. It's been difficult the past 7 years, and some things I never thought I would have ever overcome, I have.
Yeah, because you know what? God is watching over your life. It's not just you alone. It's time for change.
Yeah.
It's time for change. Where there's no change, there's no growth.
Right.
And where there's no growth, there's no income.
Right.
We all need income. And I'm not just talking money. We need things to come in to our life so that we can be who God has access to be.
Right.
So it's time for change. So I don't care how long you've been on that job, but the foundation has been set.
Mm.
And it's time for you to leave because it's time for change. If you stay there, it's going to get worse.
Right. I've been hearing, people say that I have, a gift, and I haven't really, I tried, but it doesn't really open.
Okay.
But I do hear
voices.
Let me
help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me say two things here.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself as a true prophet of God. And one thing about me as a prophet of God, as a woman of God, as a mother, as a mentor, you name it, I don't care what people say. The only way that you are able to ever understand what your gift is that you're going to have to be connected to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
We have natural talent that God gives that's from our family lineage, and we also have spiritual gifts that God gives. And the only way for you to know all of that, you're going to have to be hooked up, meaning a relationship with Christ to know that. Now, I'm not going to go into that area with you because I need you to be hooked up. See, you're not hooked up. So me as a true prophet of God feeding you your gifts and you're not connected to God, that's like me giving you your check 2 weeks in advance and you haven't worked those hours. So what I'm going to say to you as a sister in Christ is to get hooked up to the Creator and develop a relationship with Him and allow Him to move like He wants to move in your life so that you can see change. And that's the word of the Lord for you over your life.
Okay.
Okay, and God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. God is good. God is awesome. I thank the Lord for what we are doing. We are running past 6:30. The Lord is keep saying to go. I won't know if this broadcast is going to still be recorded, but I'm just... going to be obedient to the Spirit of God and thank God for all those who listen live tonight to me. It was such a blessing tonight. Such a blessing tonight. Every code 484, the Lord is saying open up the line to you. Every code 484, try to get you live. You will be the last caller. Well, area code 484, just be patient. I trust God. We are past our 30-minute segment show. It's my prayer that Block Talk Radio is still recording so that I can get the calls in and still be a blessing. Area code 484, God bless
Hello?
You tonight. Yes, you will be the last caller. Jesus is on your side tonight. No, you're going to thank the Lord. Yeah,
yes, Jesus.
You need to speak to me. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And I'm asking by the power of the Spirit of God to touch you in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're at, I want you to hold your hands out high. Long you ain't driving. You're not driving. Are
no.
you driving?
No.
Hold your hands out and say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Say it like you mean it. Lord, I thank
Lord,
you tonight.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you because what I was going through, you made time for your prophet to hear my word.
Yes.
No, you got to repeat what the prophet said. Thank you. Because you
Lord,
made time.
I thank you because you made
because
time.
Because you made time. For the
because
prophet
you made time
to hear.
For the prophet
you made
to
time
hear.
For the prophet to hear.
Yes.
God bless you. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. My name is Tonetta, and I'm having a very difficult time with a man by the name of Daniel. And I don't know what to do about the whole situation. It's bad.
Okay, let's just stop right there. Let's stop right there. Let's just disconnect Daniel for a second and let my focus be on you. God just set you free from Daniel for many reasons that cannot be discussed on the air because it's really bad, as you said. And see, sometimes, as my caller that was married, for 31 years is separated with our husband just on Friday. Sometimes it's hard for us to ignore someone who we love dearly. But God has set you free. And I can tell you as a true prophet of God tonight that if you go back, you might not be set free. From the love of the Spirit of God that is ringing past this broadcast that has been over now for 7 minutes. And seven is God's number. Seven is the number of perfection, and seven is also the number of completion. So as the prophet of God tonight, I'm confirming to you that it is done and it is finished. And when I told you to raise your hand up, that was giving God glory from setting you free for many years of hell, disappointment, aggravation, and love. It's your night that God set you free. Now, if you don't want it, you can go back if you want to. But God has set you free tonight. Area code 478. God has set you free. And that's the word of the Lord for you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Wow, I thank the Lord tonight for all of you who have stayed with me past this broadcast. I knew the time would come that 30 minutes would not be enough to speak to people. But I thank God for what he's done tonight. It doesn't matter if Blog Talk Radio is not recording this message, but those that are still on the line is hearing this message. I want to say to you, if you never thought God is, and he lives within me. For God to do what he's done tonight, I give him all the glory. I give him all the honor. I thank God for those that was praying along with me, and I thank you all for being obedient to the Spirit of God. Make sure to join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Prophetic Miracle Prophecy Open Line will be here, and you can really, really see and feel the power of God. God bless you all. Those that are listening via internet, I feel the Spirit resting on you all. This is real, and this is God. God bless you all. Lovely dearly.